Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios and the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian Altimer live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, remember during the NBA Finals, and it was Golden State Warriors versus the Raptors, and Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles, and people actually cheered? Nowadays, you can see just any act of random violence online, and there's always somebody behind the camera actually filming it with their cell phones. And it seems like the morals and empathy are fading in this society. And I want to know if this was true. So award-winning author and American psychiatrist, Dr. Carol Lieberman, joins me on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Well, first of all, thanks for joining the show. One of the things I want to ask you is, how do we get to this point of moral decline where people seem to not really look out for their fellow man? How do we get to this point?
Yes, this is a really worrying trend. I think about this every day because there are examples of it every day. You know, we got to this point because it happened very insidiously. You know, there wasn't one big thing that happened that people went, eek, we're having moral decay. In New York, for example, where I'm from, I started noticing it with the kinds of clothes people were wearing to Broadway shows. You know, people used to get dressed up for that. Now it's like California. You know, they're very casual. Conversation, foul language, people are using that more in personal, interpersonal conversation, but also it has crept into television and radio, words that we would, you know, be horrified about before, we now hear regularly in the media.
I actually noticed that, especially you were saying like certain places you would go, and you couldn't even get into some of these places unless you were dressed business casual, you know. Now you can go into like one of these high-end steakhouses, and you can have on like a t-shirt, you know, back in the day, you couldn't really get into those types of places unless you had on, you know, business attire. You're so right about that. And even with TV, I remember certain words that you would never hear on broadcast television, and it totally just flies now. Now, do you think that technology may have a bit to play in this? In my opinion, I think there's so many outlets and there's so much out there that younger people are just soaking up these days that there's really no filter on the world anymore. Because when I was coming up, there was a filter. There were certain things that you just didn't know about until you got older.
The idea that you can say all kinds of things anonymously on the internet has definitely contributed to this, to people lowering their standards. Because it's like, you know, when you're little and you're growing up and your parents, hopefully, some parents at least, try to tell their kids, you know, what's okay behavior. And then you start seeing that, wow, you know, they're saying all these things on television, and wow, people are saying all these things on the internet, so I guess I can do it. And then nothing bad happens. I mean, you don't see it right away. You're not like paying attention to how this is the moral decay of society. You just think about yourself. And then you just keep pushing the envelope more and more. And these things have a cumulative effect. You know, like you were talking about going into a restaurant with just a t-shirt, like in flip-flops. People think that's cool. Oh, hey, I can do that. But really, it affects everybody. It tells everybody that they can let it all hang out. They don't have to try to be up to a certain standard in society. They don't have to try to be polite. They don't have to try to be their best self. And some of the reasons why this has been happening more in our society is because of things like 9/11. And in fact, they have talked about this. There's a classic example when a natural disaster or a man-made disaster happens, like they talk about the Black Death in Europe in the 1300s. And that was at a time when people felt that they were going to almost certainly die. So what was the point? And they just kind of did all kinds of things that they hadn't been doing before. And so it's with 9/11, we see this. Not only people are thinking part of one of the symptoms of PTSD, mm-hmm. That you don't think you're going to live as long. So people are living for today. That's why we have hookups. That's why people aren't planning for a long career, you know, doing what they have to do to study, to get to do a long career, all kinds of things. People are drinking more, taking drugs more. Marijuana is now legal. I mean, all of these things are contributing to the descent of society.
As far as, you know, fixing this, and I mentioned technology earlier, do you recommend taking away that smartphone and staying offline and actually interacting with people? Should there be some kind of morals or ethics class that should be introduced in our schools now? Because I feel like that would at least fix it. I have a 16-year-old, and one of the things about him, I make sure that he's not so engulfed online and video games that he doesn't know how to interact with people, because there are a lot of kids nowadays that don't really know how to interact with people because they can just flip on their gaming system and have a total conversation and relationship online with somebody that's not even there.
Yes, and it's usually about violence. You know, with violent video games. So hard to put the genie back in the bottle. You know, even people just sitting at a restaurant or sitting anywhere on a bench together, and they're not talking to each other. They're each looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And that is making them not be able to communicate with each other. I mean, they are losing how to communicate. And then, you know, even language in text, for example, it's not even words. So, yes, of course the school should do more to try to get us back to where we were more empathetic, like you were saying at the beginning. And, you know, the politics has a lot to do with this, too.
Yeah.
Because it has risen to a fever pitch, the parties, and one person doing more or one group doing more outrageous things than the next. And then it's tit for tat. That's a really bad model for kids. I mean, when they see politicians, and all kind, I'm not talking about any one politician, all politicians these days, or most politicians, are doing this. And so what does that tell the kids? You know, it tells them that it's just another step in the lowering of, in the moral decay, in the downfall to moral decay.
You mentioned about the country and politicians. If you had to judge the decline by countries, where does U.S. fit in that moral decline against other countries, and why?
Good question. Well, I lived in Europe for several years, France and Belgium and the U.K., and they were definitely more civilized at one time than the U.S. in a general sense. You know, the things that were important to them, like eating really fine meals and sitting quietly and talking, having conversation, art, museums. Not that we don't have art museums here in the U.S., but they had more, dedicated more time to those kinds of things. But, you know, now Europe is undergoing a moral decay as well. So I don't know that I would say that they are more, have less of a moral decay than we do. And that's kind of the scary part. Like, sometimes I think, well, if this gets really bad, where am I going to move to? I, you know, right away I think of France, of course, because I live there. And but now France, I was just there, and it's very different than it used to be. And of course, you know, part of it also, I mentioned 9/11, but it's not just 9/11. It's the ongoing threat of terrorism that is doing this, that is making people act out in ways that they wouldn't before, because it's like all bets are off.
Can religion fix this? And how does religion play into all this?
Well, religion could fix it. And that's the part of it, too. Right after 9/11, the churches and the synagogues were filled with people, you know, coming in there to pray. And gradually, since then, fewer and fewer people are belonging to organized religion. They're wondering if God can protect them from some of the things going on in our society or in the world, not just our society. So they're not going to services as much as they used to, even before 9/11. I mean, I'm just talking to how the world was before, when people normally went to church on Sunday, or I went with my family to synagogue on Friday night. That was like a normal thing growing up. That has decreased more and more. I mean, it is so important for people to believe in something. I'm not saying any one specific religion, but I'm saying just something spirituality, that there is a God, that whatever your higher power or spirituality means to you, but it's important that people believe in that.
There you have it. Dr. Carol Lieberman, America's psychiatrist. Make sure you check her out. It's at drcarol.com, and also Terrorists, thetherapist.com. Also, she has a new book out, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists. Oh my, how to protect your child in the time of terror. Make sure you check that out where all fine books are sold. Also, check out Dr. Lieberman on Twitter. It's at Dr. Carol MD if you want to check her out there. And on Facebook, she's everywhere. Dr. Lieberman, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact at masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.